Hey everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. I have a great episode planned for you guys today. But before we get into that, I just want to thank you guys for all the overwhelming love and support I'm getting for this podcast. I have so many listens already, so many friends texting me, telling me how much of a blessing it is to them. And, you know, I give all the glory to God. This is all through Him. This has nothing to do with me. He just gave me the idea and I'm just running with it. I appreciate all support and we're growing together as we get closer to God. But I do have a great episode with you guys today. And before I get into it, I'm going to go ahead and start out with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today, God. I thank you for letting us be able to come to you today, God, in a free country and where I can serve you and not be prosecuted, God. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love that you give me, God. And I ask you to forgive me for my sins and where I fail you, God. I'm a failure every single day. It's my sin nature, God, and you still love me and forgive me, and you're still going to take me to heaven, and I just love you for that, and thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for me, God, and just please bless the podcast today, God, and if whoever's listening, please let that be a blessing to them and let them get something out of it, and whoever's listening, God, just if they're whatever needs they are, it's a tough time right now, God, in the world, and I just ask you to be with their needs, physical, mental, financially, whatever need they have. There's so many needs in the world, God, and I just ask you to be with it, God, and just if ask you, please let people let's see souls saved through this podcast, God. That's just the end goal, is to reach people for you, God, and let them get to heaven, God. And I just ask you to help us out with that. We love you, God, in your name I pray, amen. So I have a good podcast today. Actually, I have about 8 verses I want to give you guys on why you should trust God and why. You should believe in God. It's another encouragement podcast. I want to get so much, you know, as much encouragement out there as possible. Like I was saying, it's a crazy time now in the world, and we just want to, you know, lift up people. So the first thing I have for you guys, the first verse is out of Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43:1, to be exact. So it says, "But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." This is a very, very, very encouraging verse, and it's encouraging because he knows your name. The God that created the universe, the stars, everything, also knows your name. He knows Rodney's name. Isn't that crazy? To think that our big God, like the biggest, like the thing that we serve, the person we serve, that he knows my name. I'm his, it says. He has redeemed me. Like, I'm redeemed. He knows my name, and I'm his. I was made for his purpose. He named me. Before I was born to my parents, I was named by him before that. That's just so mind-blowing to me. It's so awesome that my God knows my name, that you know, I'm important to him. You know, often we think we're not important enough. That's why we don't want to serve him, that I'm not good enough to serve God, or I'm not good enough to have my sins forgiven. That right there, you're important because he knows your name. If you were not important, he wouldn't know your name. Big facts. So that's just, you know, that's amazing. And the second, so another one I have here. So this is, let's see, let me get over here. So the next one I'm going to go with is Psalms 139:17, okay? 139:17. So 139:17, or Psalms 139:17. Let's read it here. "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them." He thinks about you. Isn't that crazy? That God thinks about you. Your thoughts are important to him. What you think about. So he's thinking about what you're thinking about. Like he's up. He you know, our big God, you know, everything that goes on, that he controls. He's all powerful, all knowing. He's everywhere. But he thinks about your thoughts, what you think about, what you want. He thinks about you. It's so encouraging. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's so encouraging. And then you know, if you want to continue, so he knows your name. One, he thinks about you, right? But that's not all he does. He just doesn't know your name. He just doesn't think about you. Let me tell you what else he does. In Exodus 14, we're going to go to verse 14. So it says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." He thinks about you, he knows your name, and he fights for you. He fights for you. He knows we struggle with sin, and he's fighting for you. He doesn't want Satan to have you. Satan's also fighting against you. So while Satan's fighting against you, he's fighting for you. It's unbelievable. The God that controls everything is fighting for me. He knows my name. He knows my thoughts. He thinks about what I think about. He thinks about me, and he fights for me. That's crazy. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to think of. It's like hard to believe that he would love me that much. But then, if we go over to Psalm 62, go to Psalm 62 here, and then we're going to go through verses 6 through 8. So it says, Psalm 62 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. God is my salvation and my glory, and the rock of my strength and my refuge. It is in God. Trust in him all the times. Ye people, pour your heart out before him. God is a refuge for us." So there's two in here. Well, actually, there's three. He's your salvation. He's your defense. And he is your refuge. He will defend you. When your enemies are attacking you, he will defend you. He's your salvation. He saved you. God sent his son to die on the cross for you, to save you from hell, from a fiery punishment. He's defending you from your enemies, which is Satan. He's a refuge. You can go to him for anything. He's waiting to listen. You know, we often think, man, no one wants to hear my problems. I'm a burden on people. Annoy people, you know, all that nonsense. God is waiting for you to talk to him. So far, he knows your name. He knows your name, right? He'll fight for you. He's fighting for you, right? He's your salvation, defense, and refuge, right? He thinks about you. So why wouldn't he not want you to talk to him? He wants you to lay it all at his feet. Our God can do anything. Our God is bigger than anything. That problem that you have financially, that problem you have physically, mentally, the problems in your life, you know, in your family, with your spouse, your significant other, your brother, your sister, it doesn't matter. He's big enough to take care of it. That addiction you have, that addiction that chains keep grabbing you and grabbing you and grabbing you every single time, that you'll be good for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and then go right back to it. He's big enough to break those chains. You just got to put your faith in him. You got to go to him. He's your refuge. He's your defense, your salvation. Every time you're thinking those thoughts, he knows that. He's up there knowing that you are hurting and he wants to help. And then, let's see. So far, we got what? One, two, he knows your name. That's one. He fights for you. Two, he thinks about you. Three, He's your defense four, refuge five, salvation six. Actually, I only have seven. I thought I had eight, but I guess I can't count. But last but not least, God, in Matthew 28, verse 20, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And it's in red, so that's Jesus talking. What does that say? He's with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, my God is with me. He's with me everywhere I go. It's simple. He knows my name. He knows Rodney. He fights for Rodney. He thinks about Rodney. He defends Rodney. He saved Rodney. He wants Rodney to go to him for anything. He's a refuge for Rodney. And he's always, always with Rodney. And then you can say, insert your name here. Insert your name here. But the biggest point here is you can't insert your name there if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus Christ. And like I said in my last episode, I'm going to do this at the end of every episode because this is the most important point. If you don't get this point, you know, none of this matters. So, in order for God to be a refuge, your defense, your salvation, for him to be with you, for him to think about you, for him to fight for you, you have to know him. And I said this, and a friend of mine texted me and said that my last episode, like the best point he got out of it was, yes, God created all of us, but we're not all God's children. You know, it's not the popular thing to talk about hell, the popular thing to say you're going to go to hell if you don't accept Christ. It's not popular. That's people don't like that. You know, they don't like to think about that kind of thing. And to be honest, I don't care if I'm popular. I don't care if it gets in with everybody. That's not what it's about. It's the truth. It needs to be told. Hell is a scary place. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if I'm popular. It's not popular to talk about it. You know, a lot of people might not listen because of it, and that's fine. But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to steer away from the truth. This is the most important thing you can ever get out of my podcast is this point. But we're not all God's children. And until you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're walking alone. You're lost in this world. Like, it makes me emotional because I don't want people. I have friends that are going to hell. And it hurts. Like, I don't want them to go to hell. That's terrible. That's terrifying. You know, I heard a quote one time when I was young. You know, the greatest gift you can ever give somebody, somebody you love, is to tell them about Jesus Christ and pray for them and lead them to the Lord. That's the greatest gift you can ever give somebody. No amount of money, no amount of possessions, whatever, will never amount to you leading somebody to the Lord because their soul is the most important thing. And the only way to do that, you know, I've explained it, is to believe that God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, all of them. The ones I've already committed, the ones I've committed in the present, and the ones I'm going to commit in the future. God knows he's already died for them. And then he rose again on the third day. He was on a cross, he was beaten, and he bared my sin for me, because he loved me that much, because he knows my name, because he's with me, because he has a plan for me, because he thinks about me, because he's my salvation. He's my defense. God died on the cross to defend me from hell. And I can't, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is to give your life to Christ. It's not the popular thing. People are going to judge you for it. People are going to say, oh, you're that Bible guy. You're that Bible thumper. And that's fine. Like, once you reach heaven, it's all about the end game. You know, my nanny, she passed away when I was 24. And she used to tell me all the time, we used to talk about it. We used to have talks. And I'd never seen somebody walk with God like she did. But I used to ask her stuff, and I was young. This is when I was a teenager. You know, I would ask her stuff, and throughout the years, I got smarter and more knowledge. But I used to ask her, do you really believe that we're gonna go to heaven? And she used to say, "Son," she raised me, so I called her. She called me son. She said, "Son, I would rather live like there is God in Jesus Christ, and find out there's not, then live a life full of sin knowingly, and when I die, find out there is God in Jesus Christ." People say it's not fun living for Christ. It's a blast living for Christ. It's way more fun than partying, than waking up not knowing where you're at, being in a heartache all the time. It's not the easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. And if you want to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, all you have to do is have faith and believe He died on the cross for you. And I'm going to say a quick prayer. And if you want to say that prayer, it's just an example. Some people are a little nervous about this type of thing, but this prayer is not going to get you to heaven. It's not going to save you. I can't save you. Only God can. But I'm going to say a prayer. You can repeat it. And if you believe it with your heart, and that you believe it faith with your, you've had faith and you believe in your heart fully, then God will take you to heaven when you die. But the prayer doesn't save you. It's what you believe in your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. Please come into my heart and save my soul from hell. God, I believe you sent your son to die on the cross for my sins. And I don't want to go to hell. So please save me from hell and take me to heaven when I die. In your name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you fully believe it in your heart that God died on the cross and came, and God sent his son to die on the cross and he rose again for your sins, and he'll take you to heaven when you die. I really hope you pray that prayer if you're not saved, because I would love to meet you when I get to heaven. Or, I would love to meet you if you did that. You can message me on Facebook. You can message me on the Anchor app. Or any other podcast listening app you listen to, you can message me and say, "Rodney, I did that," and we can praise the Lord together, and we can have a great time, because that'd make my day 100%. That's better than any gift I can ever receive on Christmas or any other time, is the salvation of you, a friend, a family member, a random person I don't know, but. Thanks. That's the episode for today. I hope you got something out of it. I did when I was looking into those verses. God gave me that. That's just popped in my head. It's crazy, but just, some of those verses. But, if you have a prayer request, I would love to pray for you guys. Personally, you can message me on Facebook again. If you're a friend of mine, you can send me a text, or you can message me on here, just a prayer request. I'll pray for you guys. I've already had a bunch of people message me about prayer requests. I am praying for you guys. I love every single one of you guys that have been texting me. Again, I appreciate the love and support. It's overwhelming, and God's doing big things. I'm so glad God is using me. For a long time, I didn't know if I had a purpose. And I think I'm finding out that purpose. And I'm, like I said, I got saved when I was 13 and I'm just now 28. So God still uses people. So keep the faith. You might be broken, but God loves to use broken tools. But I love you guys. I'll be coming out with episode tomorrow. And then I don't think I'm going to do episodes on the weekends. So I'm going to do my last episode tomorrow and then come back on Monday. But I love you guys. I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Have a blessed day and have a good night.